It looks like it is the top of the hour. So hello, hello, hello. This is Bill Barron and the Creating the Know, Like, Trust Factor online event. So earlier today we heard from Nancy Marmolejo who gave us her practical wisdom on how to create your system of social media marketing that allows you to quickly create the KLT factor. Love her, love the interview. She was awesome. And so today in our online event, I'm dubbing the Nancy Day, since we have two Nancys as our experts, because our upcoming session is with Nancy Judden, our resident bye-bye boring bio expert. But before we get into that, I want to go over just a few of the logistics. So I'd love for you, if you haven't already done so, please bookmark www.thenolikestrustfactor.com/program. Because here you can find the schedule, the info in each of our sessions, the replays of each of the training calls, and also all of the replays that live there for 24 hours after each session is over. So to make it more convenient and to make sure you don't miss any of the calls, every morning you've been getting an email with a reminder for each session. You'll continue to get that. And every afternoon, you'll get another email with a link to the replay from the previous day's teleseminars. So if you've missed any of the sessions or if you want to be able to download the recordings of the calls from all of the fabulous presenters, as well as have the transcripts of each call, you have the opportunity to upgrade to a premium access package. And that also lives on the knowlikestrustfactor.com/program. And if you also want to get our list building training that uses all of the KLT principles and a ticket to our Big Shift Experience live event, you can upgrade to the VIP Business Builder package also on that knowlikestrustfactor.com/program page. By the way, this is the best value of all of our offerings when you get all of the recordings, transcripts, and a ticket to our annual Big Shift Experience event for $497, which is a savings of over $1,000. All right, for all of our Twitter fans, our Twitter hashtag is KLTFactor, and my personal handle on Twitter is Bill Barron, B-I-L-L-B-A-R-E-N, 1 R. All right, so Nancy, by the way, what's your Twitter handle?
Bill, everyone can find me at Nancy Judden, and Judden is spelled J-U-E-T-T-E-N.
Perfect, great.
You can also find me on Facebook.
Exactly. And Facebook, is it just slash Nancy Judden as well?
Yes, and I have a fan page at Extreme Bio Makeover Salon. Imagine that.
Absolutely. Yeah, so guys, if you want to be in our world, this is the way that we can all engage. And so KLT Factor is the Twitter hashtag, and you can tweet anything that you find useful from our session, something that you're going to take away and actually do, a quote from Nancy, and that way you can also interact and engage with others who are participating in our online event. So today we're going to take the Rockstar Readiness Reality Check to find out how ready you are to welcome expert status. So I want to introduce you to Nancy. So Nancy Judden is, and you'll see this in a second, is an engaging, generous, and dynamic publicity trainer. She's a speaker. She shows success in publicity-seeking business owners proven ways to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated in their backyard and beyond. She's the author of the popular Bye Bye Boring bio. Nancy has written bios that open doors and invite applause from the famous, slightly famous, and wannabe famous. Nancy's compelling extreme bio makeover examples showcase the value of the right bio for broadcast, for print, for social media, all while inspiring audience members to tell better stories now. So today, Nancy promised to share really useful tips to help aspiring experts truly get ready for the spotlight so they can attract clients, speaking gigs, and media interviews. And her central advice is this in a nutshell. It's your story. Tell it well. So a few things that I've heard about how Nancy is described. So Debbie Whitlock says she's a career-changing publicity expert. And Betsy Gray Talbot has this to say. Nancy is like a self-esteem in a can. She sprays it, and all the fabulous things about you that you had forgotten or didn't think were important are in the air for everyone to see. You feel better, potential clients find you more appealing, and you look and sound like a professional, just like that. And I've had the privilege of hanging out with Nancy on more than one occasion, and she is the way that I would describe you, Nancy, is like you're like this little ball of fire. I mean, I really do.
I'm a human exclamation point and a yeah. word wizard on a mission to banish boring bios forever.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nancy Marmolejo called me that, and I thought, you nailed me. You nailed me so good.
Exactly, exactly. And, for anyone who doesn't know, Nancy's also very stylish.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah. So, welcome. Thank you for being with us today.
It's great to be here. I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Thanks. So, I'd love to hear a little bit about your own story and about earning expert status in your field, but also around, like, what is that je ne sais quoi that allows you to create that KLT factor?
Okay. Well, I wanted to start with a fun little story because a lot of people want expert status, and I was one of them. I've owned my own company for 10 years, and I've stood behind very powerful, successful people, household names, people like Roger Staubach, the football great, Fran Bigelow, America's Finest Chocolatier, you name it, really important people. And I was like the Wizard of Oz standing behind the curtain waving my arms and making these people look fabulous. And then when I would take the Google temperature about my own name, I found out that nobody knew the heck who I was. Very disappointing. You get this sort of gut check moment and you think, gosh, if I'm such a great storyteller and I make everybody else look so great, well, what would happen to my own know-like trust factor and my own business if I started taking my own advice? So that was in 2006 that I took the temperature on who Google said I was. And you know what it said?
What did it say?
It said that I ran 10K races really slowly.
That might not be the thing that we want out there first, right?
No, it absolutely wasn't. But it was like, okay, well, there you are. Wherever you are, well, there you are. And I could have either been defeated and said, okay, well, I'm just going to fade into the wallpaper and call it a day. Or I could practice my own great publicity advice and do everything I would do for other people for myself so that when people would Google my name today, they would find a much different result. And now, if you were to do that, you could Google my name, Nancy Jutton. You could Google do-it-yourself publicity tools. You can Google boring bio. You could Google extreme bio makeover. And you will find thousands and thousands of pages that reference me, and I'm usually in the top five. And I did it all through the power of storytelling and publicity. No advertising, none of that. I practice what I preach, and I have stepped out from behind the curtain and into the spotlight. And I'm now known for what it is that I help people to achieve, those ultimate results that they want, which is to be seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for their expert status. Well, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe someone who's standing behind the curtain that's known for running slow races? Or are you going to turn to someone who actually does what she says and has the kind of success that stands by that? So that's how it all started for me. I just got tired of being anonymous. And so, you know, last year I released the second edition of Bye Bye Boring Bio and got very serious about practicing what I preach. And in 2010, I did at least 42 interviews with National Public Radio, CNN Radio, WomenEntrepreneur.com, Fox Business, Blog Talk Radio, and a whole host of teleseminars and webinars around the world. And as a result of doing that, I learned a thing or two about getting ready for interviews, not just guiding a client to get ready, but being in those shoes myself. I learned a whole lot of what it is to be ready for those opportunities so that when they ask for your point of view, you don't trip and you're actually the rock star that you know you are in your head, but you've just been given that opportunity to demonstrate.
Yeah, exactly. I like that visual. Like, we have a visual of how we want to come off, and now it's really about sort of connecting how we want to come off with how we actually do come off.
Well, how you show up matters in every way. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So is that your secret to KLT Factor? It's how you show up?
How you show up, absolutely. I think authenticity is a really big part of how to earn friends, win, and influence people. And for me, I think the biggest thing that I've learned in the last year is to step into my own truth. Now, I know you, Bill, that you used to be a music producer and you like American Idol. And a whole lot of people like it too, right?
Yep.
So a couple nights ago, they were naming the top 24 to go on to the next big stage. Were you watching?
It's on TiVo because I was at a live event. So is this going to be a spoiler alert?
No. I'm just going to share a little anecdote, because one of the young ladies that was called down the path was sitting there wondering. She said to the people, I just want to know what you want from me. I just want to know what you want.
Yeah.
And Randy Jackson said, I want you to be you. Be you, to be the very best you that you can be. Be honest, authentic, likable, someone that I'd want to take to dinner, someone that I'd want to tap my toe to their music. Be you. Don't try to be anyone else. And I think for me, a desperate housewife who turned her passion for better groceries into a thriving business where I'm too busy to cook, it's all about stepping into my own truth, being who I am without apology. Some people are going to like me. Some people aren't going to like me. But my commitment to be of service and to help my clients get that ultimate result is hopefully what they feel the most when they meet me. Excuse me. And if they feel that, I'm going to move along with friends, colleagues, clients, and prosperity. And that's pretty much the way it's working out. Be you.
Be
the very best you you can be.
Exactly. Be you, because everyone else is taken.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So it's great to be us. And at the same time, we want to be known as experts.
Yeah.
And not just that. We want a lot of people to know us as experts. And so being ready to welcome expert status is one thing. But, one of the quotes that I've heard you talk about is Justin Bieber said in a recent issue of USA Today that being a rock star takes a lot of work.
He is so right.
So since success favors the prepared, can you take us through the rock star status reality check so we can decide how truly ready we are to step into the spotlight?
Yes, I would be delighted. And everyone who's listening, I want you to be taking this quiz and answering yes or no, and don't be embarrassed, because you may not have all the answers in the yes column, but that's what we're here to talk about, because here's the thing. You say you want to be an expert in your field, right? And when you achieve that expert status, what will happen is you will be seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated. But if you don't get it, you're stuck in the divide. Nothing's going to happen. So I want you all to get ready. So here's the first question. My headshot looks great and looks like my current reflection in the mirror. Now, even Irma Bombeck, a humorist from way back when, she said, if you look like your passport photo, it's time to go home.
Oh.
I knew you'd like that one. So here's the reason I bring this up. When we were 20 or 30 and we looked like rock stars, we may not look the same when we get a decade or two older. And if you're still using that photo from 10 or 20 years ago, and you go to meet someone at the local coffee shop to talk business, and who you show up to be and who they thought you were not the same, you're in big trouble. Because if you're going to fib about what you look like, what else are you going to fib about? Secondarily, if you're dealing with the media, invariably they're going to say, I need your current headshot. You need to be able to send someone a good headshot that looks like you, putting your very best face forward with your best possible personal brand, because that is the first thing that people are going to see when they meet you, and either they're invited in because they think you look like someone they want to have lunch with or dinner with or do business with, or they're going to run in the opposite direction. So having a good photo really, really matters. And it needs to be posted on your website and made available at 24/7 so people can find it and use it, because when you're reading the media, a photo will increase readership at least 30%. And if you don't have one, or you have one that looks like you did it yourself in front of the refrigerator with all your children's artwork in the background, you don't look world class. I want you to look world class. If you want to go big, you got to be big. Fair enough?
Sounds good.
Here's the
so
second
that's number one.
Number two, I have a link, an active link to my compelling short bio on my website or blog to share with every media query, story pitch, and opportunity I seek. Yes or no? I'll tell you why this is important. Many people want to be featured in Forbes.com, Oprah.com, the media that matters for their particular audience or message. There are all kinds of free media query services where you can actually submit your expertise for consideration for some big story that they have brewing right now. If your bio does not reside on your website or blog as an active link, your only alternative is to either send an attachment with an email, which is a big no-no, or to embed your bio within the email. You never want to send an attachment, because most people who get attachments who don't know you are afraid to open your attachment, so your voice will not be heard. As for making the pitch longer by embedding your bio within it, brevity is beautiful. Less is more. So if you are truly the right person to comment for that particular story, you need to say something like, "Dear Bob, I'm so delighted that you're interested in my new iPhone application that's going to change the world as we know it. As a developer with 42 years of experience doing this, I am the perfect person to interview about this trend and how it's taking shape. Here's a link to my bio so you can read more about my qualifications and experience. And most importantly, here is my phone number, my email, and a sassy quote that can demonstrate why what I have to say is exactly what you need for the story you have brewing right now. I can't wait to continue the conversation." When you do it like that, you've made yourself look so media savvy and media ready that the guy can't stop himself from picking up the phone and giving you a call. And when you get called, that means you get seen, you get heard, you get celebrated, the message travels further and farther, and pretty soon you're making more money. Pretty compelling, huh?
Yeah, and it's also something that you said right in the beginning of the interview. It's how you come off. It's like it's so direct. Everything is taken care of. That one email exudes, "I'm an expert. You should really talk to me."
Yes, indeed. And the thing is, being of service, sometimes we all get caught up in our own stuff and we think we're so great, which is so not the case. We all have to realize that the member of the media, that meeting planner, that client, the more we can make it easy for them to get what they want, the easier it is and more rapid it is that we're going to get what we want. So be of service to these people, because they have huge audiences that they influence, and if you can be their new best friend, your message is going to travel further and farther, and you're just going to be standing in line taking orders because you did such a great job. Seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated. That's what it's about.
Yep, and I like the visual, standing in line.
So this is this next one. When CNN Radio or NPR call you, your two-sentence radio introduction and your favorite five questions that you like to be asked are ready to share at a moment's notice. Now, let me tell you a little story about this. This came to life for me last spring. My family and I, we were in a lovely resort having a little vacation, and it was a technology-free vacation, which was what a concept, right?
Yep.
But I couldn't hold myself back, and I call my voicemail, and it turns out that National Public Radio Chicagoland wants me to be on their show the very next morning. And so I call the guy back, and he says, "Yes, we want you on the show at 9 a.m., and this is what we want to talk about." I said, "Great, I'm in." He says, "Here's what I need from you." He says, "I need your photo. I need your five questions that you want to talk about. I need your brief bio, just two sentences. And I need another link where people can go to find out even more about you. Can you get that to me in 20 seconds? I said, you know what? I absolutely can. Stand by. Click. He got everything he needed. And then I said, is there anything more I can do to help you create a fabulous program for your listeners? You know what he said? He said, would you train the world to do exactly what you just did?
Well, if that's not a testimonial, right?
Well, because here's the thing. We're all sitting around waiting for Oprah to call, and then when Oprah calls, we don't know what to say because we don't have our stuff together. And if you don't have your stuff together, you're going to look like you're disorganized. You're scrambling. It could be that, like in my case, I'm sitting on a lounge chair enjoying my vacation. And in one short transaction, I send him an email. He has everything he needs. I pick up my book and I read my novel. For a lot of other people, they would have to stop their vacation and drive into the office or find some access to technology that they weren't anticipating. They might have to take their eye off some other ball. They'll be aggravated and inconvenienced. They'll be scrambling for message point SOS. There's all these things that have a negative impact on your life because you weren't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a new idea for a lot of people. You know, it's not just being of service to the media, it's making your own life easier because we only have so much time in a day. We need to make sure we use it wisely.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, that's a great lead into this next question. And I bet you it's one that's very top of mind for you since you are organizing this amazing online event, No Like and Trust, that has, what, 22 experts?
22 or 24.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, yeah.
So the question is, my teleseminar packet is ready to share with my joint venture partners to set the stage for an amazing presentation, earn a wow reaction, and invite repeat visits and invitations. Now, as I say that, I realize that there may be some people on the call that may be saying, my teleseminar packet? What the heck are you talking about? You're speaking Greek to me. Does that resonate for you, or do you think that might resonate with some of these people?
Well, it resonated for me maybe 5 years ago, but I know it resonates with some people now.
Well, so I'm going to just sort of put this in a certain context. You have 24 experts that you are coordinating
right.
at 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock to offer useful content that can
right.
empower the world. Someone in your organization has to assemble all of these bios and all of these interview questions and all of this information so that y'all can deliver a fantastic program.
Yep.
If one or two or five of those people say, I'm honored to be asked, but I'm totally not ready, I'll get back to you, and then they call you back 14 times to say, I don't have my photo ready, and my bio isn't really very good. Can you help me fix it? And, oh, by the way, can you do it this way instead of that way? What happens on your side? Or does that happen?
Oh, my God, yes, it happens. And, in fact, it's happening now.
And so how does that... What's your reaction being a person of influence who can invite people to play with you or not?
Well, it makes a huge difference. It immediately either raises someone's stock or lowers someone's stock, and it also could drive my team crazy if certain things are not there.
And so do you want to invite these people to dinner when they drive you crazy?
No dinner invitations and no invitations to other events I'm going to be doing.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when someone calls me and says, will you contribute to the teleseminar, this is what I need and this is when I need it by, my intention is to get them exactly what they need that same day that they ask or well ahead of the deadline and to have it so complete and comprehensive and so easy for them that they are just saying, wow. Because here's what I know to be true. People that play in your circle are the kind of people that I want to be playing in, and you have friends that haven't met me yet. And wouldn't it be so great if you were able to go out into the world and say, if you're going to have anyone speak on your teleseminar, this is the gal for you, and here's why. Not only does she have fabulous content, but she's prepared, she's low maintenance, and she's of complete and total service to my success. This is what people should be doing. So what is a teleseminar packet? Just a few little how-tos so people know what we're talking about. You need to have a digital headshot. You need a short bio that makes it easy for the host to introduce you in a winning way so that they know how to pronounce your name and set the stage for you to rock the house before you speak your first word. You need the questions that you like to ask to answer. And if you want to rough in a few of your rough answers, make it easy for the host so they know how to keep the flow going. You might also offer your telephone number and your cell phone number just in case there's some technical glitch and folks need to get in touch with you. You might also offer what your special offer might be or what the call to action you would like to discuss so that people know what it is that you want people to do, feel, and remember. When you put all this together just one time and you keep it safe somewhere, every time someone asks you for it, you're ready to go in a moment's notice. So you didn't have to take your eye off some other ball and miss another deadline or be aggravated or concerned. You were just ready. And when you were ready, the red carpet rolls out and you're good to go. So that's what a teleseminar packet is, and I think everyone who's serious about being on these info summits needs to have one and get one to you as soon as possible, especially if some you've got spaces waiting to be filled by the people that are driving you crazy.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the next question.
Next question.
My most popular and in-demand speaking topic shows up as a bold headline on my speaker page. Now, I know you're the master of enrollment, and you talk to people about being clear about who you serve and the value you bring and why it matters. If you are a speaker and you say, I speak about everything, y'all come, what happens?
You get to speak about everything in your own privacy of your own home with no one listening.
That's exactly right. The people at Speaker Match Radio, the people at the speakers bureaus, the people who are in the decision-making mode of deciding who they're going to have come and speak, they want to know that you've got a sassy topic that you talk about that's timely, newsworthy, relevant, eases the pain for which people are trying to find a solution, and has some kind of attitude about it that they can't wait to have you on their program. In my case, I have a couple of those, but the most popular one is transform your boring bio from wallpaper to wow to attract clients now. People love it. I get invitations all the time because they know what they're getting. The ultimate result is something that resonates for many of their people. And when I make it easy for them to see me in action with video and audio on my speaker page, it's an easy yes for them to say, please come on the program. And that's what everyone who's a speaker needs to do. What is your signature presentation? What are you known for? What are the takeaways that audience members will be delighting in and benefiting from, and why are you the most remarkable speaker known to man that they can't wait to have on the program? If you don't have that, you're not going to get very far very fast.
That's true.
So here's the next one. I have a compelling speaker introduction that captures attention and brings people to their feet before I speak my first word. Now, for those of you who are speakers, sometimes what happens is you show up at the event, especially if you're an emerging speaker or someone who's on her way to becoming a routinely well-compensated speaker, you just assume that the MC is going to go to your website and download your speaker introduction and speak about you properly. But along my own journey, I have learned that I have my speaker introduction in my pocket when I show up and I go to meet with the MC. And I say, this is my speaker introduction. It's in 16-point type, so you can read it with or without your glasses. And this is the correct spelling of my name and how to say it. And this is how I want you to read it, word for word. Because if someone just goes up there and extemporizes, what if they say your name wrong? What if they say you're going to talk about something that you had no intention of saying? What if they have a mistruth or something that you're not happy with shared before you get a chance to speak? You have tripped. So please, always prepare your speaker introduction in advance so that the stage can be set for you to rock the house, and always bring it with you. This next one, my Twitter profile.
How many steps are there in the process, and what number are we on? We've had a couple of people asking so that they can.
Well, I only have two more. There's only two more Rockstar readiness ones.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm not trying to rush you. I just, what number is this? So, because I think
one, two,
two or three people said they're having trouble keeping up with what numbers are of these, of how many numbers there are on the reality checklist.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8?
There's 8, and we're number 6 now.
Yes.
Perfect.
And I might add that the Rockstar Status Reality Check is a free gift that's readily available to anyone who visits my website with one click.
Why don't we give that to them now so that maybe they can come
Great.
Follow along with us more easily?
Okay. You can go to byeboringbio.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's an opt-in box that says that you can get the Rockstar Status Reality Check when you just offer your email address. And I would encourage you to do that, because when you do, not only will you get the Rockstar Status Reality Check, you will be the proud owner of the How to Kick Your Boring Bio to the Curb audio presentation and written transcript, which will give you even more content and some compelling examples to showcase how this really comes alive for real people all around the world.
Cool.
Bye-bye, Boring Bio. B-Y-E-B-Y-E, boringbio.com.
Awesome.
Let's see, the next one's my Twitter my Twitter profile is alive with personality and credibility. Now, you're very Twitter savvy. For people who are listening, you get 160 characters to offer a profile of who you are and what you do and why it's cool. A tweet is 140 characters, but your Twitter profile will allow for 160. And my advice is for you to use every one and make them all count. And so can I offer an example from somebody who's probably well-known in your community?
Yes.
Melanie Vincent Strick. She has got one of the sassiest Twitter profiles I've ever seen. I'll read it to you. Fast-paced visionary leader, kick-butt biz mentor for entrepreneurs, new dog mommy trying to save her shoes, craves Starbucks, exotic travel, and spas. What do you think of that?
I love it.
Do you like
and
trust and respect
and it's her?
Media?
It's absolutely her.
It's so her. You like her, either you like her or you don't. But if
right.
you like her, you are so liking her.
Right.
And the fact of the matter, there's over 20,000 people following her every tweet. She's really built a powerful community. I think HubSpot named her among the most influential women business owners on Twitter. And after she won that recognition, even more people came to call. And for those who are interested in being seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated, if she could monetize even a small percentage of the 20,000 people who are hanging on her every tweet, she would kick herself to a whole new revenue category because she's just got it going on. So if you're blah, 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 boring, all business and nothing personal, you got to start with a clean sheet of paper and find 160 characters that gets to the meat of the matter. Earlier in the call, I said that I was a human exclamation point and a word wizard on a mission to banish boring bios forever. That works really well for me. What worked really well for me before was when I said that I loved my golden retriever, HGTV, and premium chocolate. Because you know what happened? I ended up doing PR for Vern Yip and David Bromstad of HGTV. I've represented two premium chocolate companies, including Seattle Chocolate Company and Fran Bigelow, who is the chocolatier to President Obama. And I ended up doing some work for a natural pet food company that was in trouble when there was all of this tainted pet food a few years ago. So, you know, if you put it out there what you want, it comes back to you, even with 160 characters on Twitter. Isn't that mind-boggling?
It is. Can I ask you a deeper question?
I wish
you
would.
Why is it important to combine the personal and the business?
Well, I believe that in today's free agent nation, people do business first with people and secondarily with companies. There are 27 million people out here in free agent nation, and you get to decide who you get to hire to do anything for you. If you don't like them personally, wouldn't want to break bread with them, don't consider their integrity in line with yours, you're not going to buy from them. You're not going to do business with them. you have to create a tribe of people who are like-minded. And if you only speak of the business and don't give them anything more, nothing happens. Can I give you an example that's very recent?
Sure.
There's a woman I know who's an extraordinarily successful professional organizer. She's been in business for 10 years. She's won all kinds of awards. She has all kinds of credentials. She reads like a who's who. But as I read her bio, whether it's Twitter, any bio, whatever form, I didn't know anything about her when I was done. And I thought, well, I don't know if I like this person. So she hired me to write a bio for her, and I said, okay, I understand all your credentials and all your success and all that wonderful stuff, and I'm very happy for you, and I'm seeing, hearing, and celebrating you. But what I really want to know is how you came upon this passion for organizing. Why is this the path that you've chosen? So here's what she told me. She said, I was the child of a mother who was legally blind. She was a music teacher. And as a very young girl, I needed to, through acts of my own love and service, make sure everything in the house was where she could find it so that she could feel independent and powerful and capable in our own home. And that is how the talent she had for form and function took root. And since then, she's grown this talent, this gift, this into something really powerful that's helping companies find exactly what they want when they want to find it. And I thought, now we're getting somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you get a little Twitter-pated? You know,
yes, I'm not sure what it means, but I'm saying yes, absolutely.
So then I asked her, this was another thing that was sort of interesting about this person, a very polished professional. I'm imagining she has this beautiful home where everything is in its place, and she probably has white carpet and white sofas, right? So then she tells me she has a St. Bernard named Mozart. We live here in the Pacific Northwest. It rains a lot. And I said to her, you have a St. Bernard named Mozart? You got to give me something more. So she says, she named her dog Mozart because of the love of music that her mother gave her as a young child. But she also trained Mozart to stop at the door and hold out his paws to be cleaned before he would step into the house, and she trained Mozart not to go into the living or dining room so that she could enjoy her beautiful home without stressing out about muddy paws. Because her ultimate mission is that everyone on earth should have more time for life, and having systems and programs and organization in place so that you can have that, it's not about the stuff, it's about the moments. And so she practices what she preaches, St. Bernard and all. Well, now she sounds like somebody I can't wait to hire. And her clients are saying the same thing.
Well, you know, I know that as I'm hearing this, I feel like I know her already so much more just from the visuals of those stories. So it makes sense.
Yes.
Absolutely makes sense what you mean.
I think that people get caught up in their credentials and they forget about the wow that they bring about and who they are when they show up, which brings me to one other really rather timely suggestion or example. Last night was the Academy Awards. And what was the big winner?
King's Speech, I think.
The King's Speech. Did you see the movie, Bill?
I have not.
Okay, it's an amazing movie. A whole lot of people have seen it, and a whole lot more people are going to see it. But this movie is all about know, like, and trust. Here is the King of England, and he has a stammer, and he cannot get two sentences out of his mouth with any level of speed to have any influence at all. He could have hired any speech therapist on earth, a best-of-breed speech therapist from wherever it was on earth, to get the problem solved. But he didn't hire someone like that. He hired someone he knew, who he liked, who he could trust, who listened to him and gave their full attention. And that speech coach guided the King of England to deliver important speeches at a time in their history when it was incredibly important. And ultimately, that commoner who made such a difference was knighted by the king for his contribution. I can't think of a better example of know, like, and trust than what is demonstrated in this movie, this Academy Award-winning movie, The King's Speech. And everyone who's listening should rush out and watch it just to put it through those filters. because I don't care if you have a degree or a PhD. I care whether or not you can bring about the stunning results that your clients desperately need and are prepared to invest money to solve so they can feel relief from the pain and feel glad that your paths have crossed. Ultimately, that client attracting bio is what's going to open the door for people to do more of what they love, make more money, and make a bigger difference. And it's not necessarily about the traditional credentials. It's about whether or not people know, like, and trust you. And the King speech is a perfect example of how that's getting the whole world to notice. So there you have it.
So that's our checklist, right?
The final one is my bio box for online article submissions makes it easy and compelling for readers to opt into my newsletter, rush to get my special report, and become a fan and follower of my work. I mentioned this one because I've been a publicist for a very long time, and I have a lot of clients that will say to me, I want an article in the American City Business Journal. I want an article in the whatever it is. And so we write these articles, or perhaps they write them themselves and ask me to review them and to say whether or not they've met the mark. But the most important part of any of these articles is what happens in the bio box at the end, because it comes back to this idea. If you want to be seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated, you have to say, I'm Bill Barron, the Master of Enrollment, and if you would like my special report on how you can achieve that level of skill, visit BillBarron.com to download it, or call me or send me an email. Because if they don't know where to find you, nothing's going to happen. One of my mentors is Alice Cunningham of Olympic Hot Tub Company, and she says you need to make it easy to buy, easy to own, and easy to refer, which means that you've got to put your name on it and make it easy for people to pick up the phone and find you, because nothing happens until that happens. It's all so simple, isn't it? But
yeah,
you'd be surprised how many people don't get it right.
Yeah, well, especially when you've broken it down. It's almost like, here's a checklist. You got to have every single one of these in place, and then it means that every opportunity you're going to maximize.
Absolutely.
And it's not difficult to do. It's just you need to know what to do and how to do it.
Well, and you know the other thing that I've learned in this work that I do is, for whatever reason, the big pain and ache that I'm finding clients are having with respect to telling their story is that they find it really hard to write about themselves. I don't know why that is, but people find it difficult. Maybe their mother told them they should be more humble or have more humility, or maybe shameless self-promotion feels shameful to some people. But if you can't say your stunning results, who you serve, why it matters, the impact it makes, and why you are the unique service provider to ease the pain. If you can't do that, then it's time to bring in the reinforcements, because I sure can help you do it if that's something that you need done. But you got to do it, because sometimes I think we're not quite clued into how fabulous we are until maybe you have the pleasure of having someone reflect back to you that you really are pretty darn remarkable, and that your story is probably more compelling than you ever thought it was, and you just were just too close to it to see. But if you don't have a good story, then you can't share your story. And it comes down to this, which is something I say often. You have to prepare your story. You have to share your story. And then it's rinse and repeat. That is the name of the game. Prepare your story, share your story, rinse and repeat.
Kind of like you prepare your story, you share a story, and then all you have to do is do it over and over again, and in the process you actually wind up getting better and better at it as well.
Yes, and another little anecdote. I told you when we started this call that when I first started out, nobody knew who I was. I just was a really slow runner, and I was kind of embarrassed about it. But my husband, Steve Jutton, tells me that I'm like a beautiful turtle because I wear these sassy jackets, but I keep trudging along, practicing what I preach, making things happen. So I gave a speech at the Marketing with a Book Summit in La Jolla over the last 2 days, and several of the guests actually Googled my name and were flabbergasted how prominent my profile is on the Internet. And they said to me, how did you do it? And I said, well, I wrote these tips booklets, 147 Powerful Ways to Profit from Free Publicity, and I've practiced every single tip. I just started with 5 and made them a well-formed habit. I added a 6th one, made it a well-formed habit. Added a 7th one, made it a well-formed habit. So over the last 5 years, I have totally practiced what I've preached to others and have had that worked really well to bring me to the level of awareness that has evolved. And I didn't find myself surrendering to shiny bright object disease. I just said, I want to get known as an expert in this way, and I better do what I need to do to make that happen. And I did it, because it's one thing to say that you want it, another thing to do something about it. And a lot of people, again, they get very overwhelmed with, I could write an article, I could do a blog, I could do a teleseminar. There's so many things that you can do, but a lot of people just get overwhelmed and do nothing. And they'll say to me, well, where should I start? And I always say, what's your story? Why does it matter now more than ever? Why are you the most remarkable provider of that service or product to fill the need? What do people say about what you do and how you do it and the difference that it makes? Let's put some of that down. Can I tell you another story?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so this woman I know, she has an amazing story. Her name is Bernice Bright Dickey, and she wrote a book called My Number One is Still My Number One. She lives in the Gulf Coast, and bottom line is within an 11-year period, she lost half of her family twice in 2 tragic accidents. The first was her parents that died in a car accident, and then 11 years later, her husband was driving with their 2 kids in the car, couldn't beat the train track, the car burst into a flames, and one of the children survived and the other 2 did not. The husband and so she lost half of her family twice in 2 horrible accidents, and she lived to tell the tale. I said, oh my gosh, that is riveting. Well, when I went to her bio to read what she had to say about it, she didn't say any of that. She said, I spent 20 years in education. I've been working on my PhD. I'm active in my church. I do all these interesting things. And in the 5th paragraph, it said, oh, by the way, this horrible thing happened, and that's why I wrote this book. And I said to her, in the kindest way that I knew, I said, Bernice, you buried the lead. You left the very best stuff to the end where nobody's going to find it. If we were to lead with that, not only will you be in a position to help a whole lot of people overcome their own grief, but I know that we could get a lot of media attention. So here's what happened. It was just about 3 weeks before the anniversary of the September 11th tragedies. It was also the 5-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, which happened in her own backyard. I said, did it occur to you that it would be timely, newsworthy, relevant, interesting, and hopeful to your own community to know that even someone who suffered the kinds of tragic losses that you have suffered could get through it and come back on the other side to help other people get to that same level of peace and contribution? She said, it never occurred to me. I said, well, you know what? The timing is perfect, because look what anniversaries are happening in the world, and people who are still grieving need your support. So I made a pitch to the Houston Chronicle, and I told them about one of their neighbors. The last time they wrote about her, it was a horrible obituary for this life accident that was beyond description. And look at her now, the author of this book, an inspiring speaker, a woman who's showing that it's possible to overcome those great odds to achieve great things. How many minutes do you think it took for that reporter to call me back? 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Huge story, you know, above the fold, beautiful photo that resulted in speaking invitations, book sales, and so much more. She didn't have her story well prepared to be relevant and interesting to people. She came to me and asked me to look at it with fresh eyes, And in short order, she was on the front page of the lifestyle section of her Houston Chronicle, and that led to so much more. She was seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated, and more to the point, she was making a difference for people that's really profoundly needed. And that's really what a lot of us are trying to do, is to make a difference for people that's profoundly needed. And it has to start with, what is your story? And are you ready to share it in such a way that people will hear it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, obviously this sort of thing can lead to more clients, more money, better engagements, lots of media attention. But what are some maybe other less obvious benefits, but that could be more important or equally as important?
Well, I wanted to share a really specific example of someone who got seriously compensated, because I think a lot of people are interested in that.
Yeah.
A speaker, James Donaldson, was an NBA All-Star. He was a Harlem Globetrotter. He's been a successful entrepreneur for 20 years. He ran for city office. And, oh, by the way, he wrote a book called Standing Above the Crowd, which would make sense because he's 7'2" tall. And I said to him, what do you want to do? What do you want to have happen? He says, I want to advance from being an occasionally compensated speaker to a routinely and well-compensated speaker. I said, let me see your speaker sheet now. And with someone such an interesting background, he had 3 pages of everything he'd ever done in his life. It was too much information. So I said, are you open to some upgrades? Can we take 3 pages and narrow it down to 1 and make it really full of wow? He said, yes, that's why I'm calling you. So I asked him a few questions. What does he speak about? Who does he speak to? What are his key messages? What's the wow behind his whole approach? I read his book, and we turned this thing around into a 1-page thing. And he was feeling pretty good about it, but not nearly as great as he was feeling a week later when someone paid him $15,000 to keynote some important industry conference that couldn't have been a more perfect fit for his expertise.
Wow.
It's wonderful when that happens. I love it when that happens. Another person I know that you know pretty well is my husband, Steve Jutton. A really nice guy, a Midwestern guy with really sensible values. He's a financial planner. And I said, you really got to lay it out there, who you are and what you care about and what your philosophies are when you're going to be a financial planner, because people are dealing with their money and they want to trust you and they want to feel like that it's a comfortable fit. So there's a concept called a sassy soundbite. And a sassy soundbite is this thing that you say or are known for that gets to the heart of your whole philosophy with just a few well-chosen words. So I want to tell you what those words are at the top of his website. He says this, people hire me for my head, pay me for my heart, and trust me most when I use both.
Mm. Yeah, I remember him saying that, and it really penetrated.
And you see, what happens is people, maybe they're nervous about their money, maybe they don't know who they're going to hire, but then they read something like that, right out of the top, right out of the box, they go, huh, that guy sounds like somebody I might like to know. And then you read more about him, and you're convinced that you can't wait to pick up the phone to call him. Would it surprise you to know that he gets like 3 random calls a week from people who find him on the internet, read his bio, and say, you sound like exactly the financial planner that I've been looking for. Can we have a conversation? How many people out there's lives and businesses would be so much better if when Google delivered a result, you were it and you were the perfect fit? Because what you said and how you said it got people to yes that much faster. So getting to yes faster is a huge benefit of doing this. Getting the bigger gigs when you were previously not getting them, that's a really big benefit. Can I tell you a little story from my own experience?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. You're awesome with stories.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm one of those people that wanted to advance from being an occasionally compensated speaker to a consistently and well-compensated speaker, and I know I'm not alone. And I've done more than my share of Rotary and Chamber of Commerce and Women's Networking Group presentations, and I've really been earning my stripes and getting better all the time, and good for me. But oftentimes I get all these calls from people that say, will you come and speak? It's a pro bono thing, and this is who's going to be there. Will you consider it? And I get used to that. So I get this email that says I've been highly referred, and would I consider driving, you know, halfway across the state to be there for 50 minutes to talk about whatever? And I said, well, I'm honored to be referred. Thank you so much. Let me invite you to my speaker page where you can see my video, listen to my audio, and read what I speak about and what audience members say. And if you love what you see there, then why don't we have a conversation to see if I'm the perfect fit to add value to what you have brewing? And she said, it was all done by email, and she said, okay. So about an hour later, she sends me an email, and she says, when I first approached you, I thought you could be just one of a cast of many, but now that I've seen all of that, I think you're the one that should be our keynote speaker. What are your requirements? I said, let's have a telephone conversation. Get on the phone. She says, well, it's halfway across the state. You know, it's a one-hour presentation, but it's somewhere else. And I said, in my own inimitable way, not trying to put on airs or anything, I said, I know it's a one-hour presentation, but for me to get there and to come back, we're talking a half day. She says, oh, I guess you're right. So I said, my half-day rate is, and I threw out a figure. And then after a pregnant pause that felt a little bit uncomfortable, she said, that's fine. And then she said, would you like to come in the night before for to stay in a hotel so you're completely well-rested and ready to rock the house? I said, yes, I think it would be best. So when you're ready, here I have video, I have audio, I have testimonials, I have what I talk about in a big, bold headline. She landed there. She got to yes immediately. It wasn't going to be another one of those pro bono things. It was going to be a paid gig. And you know what happened later? I give this talk in front of these 150, 200 people, and then everybody decides they can't wait to work with me, have me write their bio for them or buy my book, and then two or three spin-off engagements happen for me as a speaker as a direct result of that engagement. So the one good thing leading to another, what kind of a price can you put on that? That's a really wonderful outcome. I would like everyone who's trying to advance as a speaker to have those kinds of outcomes, and it means being ready.
Yeah, and the thing is that you only have to be ready once.
Yes, you know, people are reaching up and inviting you to play, and the whole world could open up. The trumpets could sound. The Red Sea could part. It could be your big breakthrough. But if you're not ready, you'll trip.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's say somebody is ready to be ready. How do they get started?
If they're ready to be ready, that they have to prepare their story. And that means writing a bio that rocks the house. If people need that help, I really want them to go to buyboringbio.com to download an additional presentation that I give about how to exactly do that. And if after hearing me here and hearing that there, they feel that I'm the person that can help them, there's a lot of ways that I can help people. They can buy my book, buyboringbio.com, and I'll be like a fairy godmother on their shoulder, making it easy for them to fill out the paperwork and come out on the other side smelling like a rose. Or they can have me do it for them with an extreme bio makeover. Whatever they want, either way it's good. But when we started the conversation, the thing of it was, is people said, I want to be known as an expert, but I'm not yet known for that.
Right.
And we know that their life could be so much better if they would just get their game on. And if the game is not yet on and it's time to bring in the reinforcements, it would be my pleasure to help people get there faster. So please just get in touch with me. Let's have a conversation. Check out what I have brewing. Because you have to say who you are, who you serve, why it matters now more than ever before, and why you are the ultimate provider of that outcome. Those are the basic elements. And if you can't get out of your own way to see your own brilliance, let someone like me show you how brilliant you can be. And can I share another little story that's very personal?
Yeah, absolutely.
My father was an actor. He had a very big ego. And I grew up in a house where I had to fade into the wallpaper to survive. I had a feeling that I was not heard, seen, or celebrated. And it was a very icky feeling not to be heard. And I tell you that because when you don't feel that, you know how painful it is. And so for me, my training as a publicist, as a writer, and all the things that I've done for clients, nothing has prepared me better to help people tell their stories than to feel anonymous in my own life. Because I can look someone in the eye or deal with someone across the telephone line and pull things out of them that they can feel safe and comfortable sharing, knowing that I can turn it into a message point that will make them beam with pride and make their clients say yes. It's a very unusual skill set. I don't know how it came about, but from that deep pain in my own life came this gift that I'm happy to give to others, and it really makes me happy to know that it's making a difference.
And it's absolutely making a difference, and I really appreciate the fact that you shared with us sort of the impetus, you know, what trained you almost in the things that didn't go right in your life, that weren't the ideal kind of situations, but you made gold out of it. And now you're sharing that with the world, which is awesome.
Well, and isn't it true that so many of these, of the people in our tribe, these socially conscious entrepreneurs trying to make a difference in the world, Jeffrey Van Dyke,
he
said, out of your deepest pain calls forth your greatest gift.
Yeah.
And he told me that, and it sort of hit me squarely between the eyes, and I thought, he is so right. I think so many of us are on a path to do this thing that we do because at some level maybe there was a pain deeply felt early on that we're addressing in this way of being of service. Think of the professional organizer whose mom couldn't see her way through the household. It was very painful for her daughter to see her not being able to navigate, so she found a way to create form and function and fluidity in the household, and now she's got a high six-figure business helping businesses and households stay organized. I mean, we all have a path, but it's when you tell those stories that people lean in and want to do business with you because they feel like they can trust you and they can like you and they can feel good about journeying forward together. Because if you have a choice between doing business with someone you know, like, trust, and someone that you don't, there is no choice.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, Nancy, can you give us that URL one more time? And
sure.
Spell it out if you can.
www.byebyeboringbio.com. byebyeboringbio.com. And can I extend a special treat for people who decide to get into action?
Oh, I love special treats.
You know how I said earlier that you first have to prepare your story and then you need to share your story?
Yes.
Anyone who decides to engage with me to do an extreme bio makeover for them, I have a very special bundle of treats I want to send your way. I will send you the electronic version of Bye Bye Boring Bio, which is packed with not only everything that you need to write a bio for every situation, but it has a one-hour interview with you and me talking about how to be a master of enrollment. It has a one-hour interview with me and John Egan talking about how to make money from your book before it's published, and it has a one-hour interview with me talking about bio success. But it also has three share your story bonuses that make it easy for you to share your story once you've prepared it. And that whole bundle is worth, I don't know, $125. That's a gift to you when you decide to hire me to write your bio for you. So if you decide to do that, just say Bill Barron or Know Like Trust on your order form, and I will take care of you in this way and so many others. You will be standing up and cheering by the time we're done and telling all your friends, and the world will be a better place because of it.
Well, all I know is that everyone who's ever had the privilege of getting a bio makeover with you has been raving about the process. So not just the process, but the results that they've gotten from having this incredible bio. So they love working with you, they love the bio that comes out, and I love the results that the bio provides. So it's a quadruple win. Maybe there's more wins that I don't even know about.
Well, it's my gift to share with the world. It's my opportunity to make the difference that only I can make. And I would look forward to being able to do more of it and to share these kinds of stories with others. And anyone who, what I love is that I'm always showcasing the people who work with me don't realize that when I do all these speeches, I end up talking about them online and on teleseminars like this. So there's that additional benefit of having your message carry further and farther because I'm doing so much speaking now that I need to showcase all these amazing examples. So, James Donaldson, I hope that you're standing up and cheering and doing a high five and dunking the ball into the ring, that NBA all-star that you are, because he's someone who should be doing a whole lot more speaking, and I'm sure that he is, one great presentation after the other.
Cool. So, do you have time for maybe a question?
Sure.
Awesome. So, if you've got a question for Nancy, and you are on the phone line, star 2, you can raise your hand, and I will call on you. So if you just press star 2 on your phone, and I will connect you to Nancy if you have a question about any of the things that she's talked about today, or if you've got any questions about how to be that expert that you really want to be, and what you can do to upgrade your bio, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Now, if you are online, then you could just type your question right into the box. And we still have a lot of people on the line, so I'd love to hear from you. Let's see. Here we go. We've got someone with a caller ID block, so I don't know where you're calling from, but you're now off mute. Who is this?
Well, it might be me. This is Elizabeth. Hi, Bill. Hi, Nancy.
Hello, Elizabeth. What's your question for
Nancy? Hello to you both. Well, specifically, Nancy, I know you work with individuals. Do you ever work with partners, with two people in a partnership that are developing a program or a project?
Sure.
Easy answer. Easy question, easy answer. That's great.
You know, very recently a real estate team, husband and wife, hired me because they had a very special secret sauce between the two of them, and I said, well, I'll just, you know, every bio is different. Everybody's story is different. So it's one bio for the two of you as a way to blend you all together. And so what I did for these gals, this team, I said, they've got their residential real estate specialists, and they're like fire and ice, you know. And I said, well, they've got the grit and the grace to get it done.
Mm.
And so we told a whole story about how we blended their blended skills and capabilities brought forth such a much more powerful team than they could be separately. And they love it. And their clients are loving it too. So yes is the short answer.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. And I just love the way you language that, because I'm certain that, you know, they bring such unique and individual, you know, traits and attributes to their partnership that you do have both the grit and the grace and, you know, some elegance and some little fun parts about it. So thank you so, so much.
You're welcome. And you bring up something that I want to elucidate on is there are boring blah, blah, blah and boilerplate ways to say things. And then there's elegant, provocative, memorable, and magnetic ways to say things. And if it's not your favorite muscle to exercise to come up with that kind of stuff, someone like me who's in shape to do that is a really good athlete for the job, because this is what I do all the time. And I want to turn a phrase in such a way that people have a wow reaction, and it comes far more easily to me because this is what I do every day, and that's what I want to do for everyone who wants my help.
Beautifully put. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Nancy, I think that will do it for us today, but the thing that I just wanted to say, your choice of words right at the end, amazing. In shape to do this, and I'm the athlete for the job. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is what I do.
You're certainly good at it. I absolutely appreciate you coming out and speaking with us. And
can I say how honored I was to be invited to play? My husband and I were having dinner over the holidays, and he said, what do you really want to have happen? I said, I'd really love to be invited to play with Bill Barron and be part of his tribe and to contribute my knowledge to his community. I'm hoping that that's going to come about. So we're having our little dessert over our holiday meal. And I get this email from your organization inviting me to be a part of this. And I actually burst into tears at the dinner table.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Because I said, this is what I want. I want to manifest this kind of opportunity. I think I'm ready for it, and I know I can make a difference. I'm just putting it out there that I want that. And that right as we were getting dessert and coffee, Matt, your online manager, invited me to be in this telesummit, and I truly burst into tears.
You are ready to play a big game, and you've just proved it today.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks to everyone for listening. It's been my pleasure to participate.
Great. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to unmute everyone so that we can all say goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Bill and Nancy.
I appreciate it.
Bye, Nancy. Thank you.
Bye. Wonderful.